Look, I mean, this is an attempt to really get in hold of this instrument of Russian aggression. That's what Wagner really is. As you know, the US government quite a while ago already designated Wagner a global organized crime network, which I think is a little bit closer to the truth than necessarily using the terrorism label. Of course, the terrorism label has a couple of advantages. So if you declare a group a terrorist organization, then you have all of a sudden all of the counterterrorism instruments at your disposal to hinder the operations of the group that you didn't have at your disposal before. So all of the counterterrorism financing stuff, the border control mechanisms that are meant to prevent terrorists from traveling. So your instrument box is getting bigger. On the organized crime part, if you would declare that an organized crime organization, there's also a couple of instruments, but they're not quite as powerful as a terrorism label. For example, there is no material support clause for in organized crime groups. But if you are a terrorist group, according to UK law and US law, any support you give to the group in whatever form, even if it's not directly linked to a specific operation of the group, is already something that you can investigate, possibly prosecute, and then punish people for.
With this action, how likely is this to impact the war in Ukraine? Because they're getting a lot of money from the Wagner organization.
Yeah, so the direct effects on the war for Ukraine, as far as Wagner is concerned, are by now very limited. So those fighters of Wagner who were in Ukraine and are still in Ukraine are now part of the regular Russian army. And those who don't are in Belarus right now. Obviously, Wagner is making a lot of money for the Russian state, significant sums, but it's not enough to finance the war by itself. But for Wagner, this kind of financial disruption in its operations in Africa and its operations in Syria is going to, could be potentially, if it's done in a coordinated fashion, be quite disruptive.
Do you think this would could be existential, an existential threat for them?
No, Wagner is a central instrument of power. What is existential to them is what the Kremlin is going to do with them after they try to overthrow the government system. I'm quite sure that they're going to change the brand. As you know, in the airplane, there was pretty much everyone that was anything in Wagner that fell out of the sky or got bombed out of the sky, including Mr. Utkin. And Mr. Utkin's call sign as a GRU intelligence officer was Wagner. So it's very much connected to him and his call sign. And the Wagner label has quite a bad memory now for one particular person in the Kremlin. So there will be a rebranding, I would think, most likely. And it's not yet clear what happens to the commercial parts of this. If you declare it, however, a terrorist organization, that has the advantage, added advantage, that you can call it whatever you like. As long as it's the same group, the sanctions still apply.
How is this likely to impact the connections that Prigozhin and Wagner had forged with these militaries and organizations inside Africa?
Well, I mean, look, it's not a good label to be called a terrorist group by any state, let alone someone quite influential on the international stage like the United Kingdom. However, in these regimes where Wagner is operating, so let's quickly review: Burkina Faso, military regime; Mali, military regime; Central Africa, no one really knows what kind of regime that is, but it's definitely dictatorial. And in Sudan, they happen to be supporting the rapid support forces, i.e., the opponents of the government. They were part of those groups who did all of these human rights massacres in the last 20 years in the Tigray region. So the actors they're cooperating with are not the ones that would really care if anyone in the West would call this organization a terrorist organization. So the labeling problem is not yet really apparent if they would be called a terrorist organization for the operations they do right now. Whether they would be able to break in into equally lucrative but maybe more Western countries because they are providing a certain amount of security and coup-proof your government, and there are quite a few governments in Africa that were a little bit more on our side of the fence but equally threatened by military coup. This is seems to be a season of military coups, at least in some parts of Africa. Whether that makes it harder now that that terrorist organization, I would say for sure. But for the ongoing operations, these are all regimes that don't really seem to care.
Dr. Hans-Jacob Schindler, Senior Director at the Counter-Extremism Project.